portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
From the Toyota Dealer Traffic Center.
We make it easy.
Kiss FM Freeway Update. Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
So we do have a situation along the 60. It's the eastbound side of D'Azusa. Now, the good news is it's just at the exit. But the bad news is it is our Siglert with a semi that ended up losing control, overturning, and loaded up with about 50,000 pounds of produce. They did upright it, but it took a little bit for that to happen. Now the traffic is starting to recover, even though, again, just the exit is closed. We know the 14 South at Escondido Canyon Road, there's some kind of debris or something like that in lanes. And not a big deal, but it's here. Most of Orange County looks great, free-flowing, quiet. 10 westbound side about Monte Vista Avenue. One car ended up crashing, and now there is a fluid leak, so that could be a big deal. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Now in stock at Lowe's, get the roofing brands you trust, including GAF, Owens Corning, and Certainteed, with more colors to choose from. Order by 4 p.m. Get next day job site delivery on select items as early as 6:30 a.m. Delivery Monday through Sunday in select zip codes and subject to availability. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. Temps are going to be in the low 80s in Santa Monica. Northridge, a high of 92. And right now it is 68 in Hollywood.
Turn it up.
K-I-I-S-F-M, Los Angeles.
I know your name.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
My name is Songbird.
Hello, L.A.
It's Taylor.
This is Sabrina Carpenter.
What's up, guys? This is Bruno Mars.
You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 Kiss FM.
L.A.'s number one hit music station.
Guaranteed human.
Dracula, 102.7 Kiss FM. It's time to do it. Thursday morning, we are with you on Orion's Roses Thursday. This is Kiss. Taylor now.
I knew you through the days of the blades of the grass in summer. Parachutes for the free fall of being younger. I memorized the sound of your bare footsteps running. It's been a long time. Life has ways of leaving those days behind. But seeing you tonight, I remembered I loved you. Came back when it mattered, I saw you. Standing there in the light of the window, wearing that same smile. Man, it's been a while, but I knew it, I knew you. I knew it, I knew you. I knew you, all your blue. Like a mood ring changing colors, you did too. There were times we could fight like brothers. I watched you drive around the bend for what I thought would be the last time I saw my friend. But love has ways of bringing things back to life. All you said was hi, and I remembered I loved you.
FM. Here we are, Sissany, Tanya, Seacrest. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scruffy.
Hello.
Well, yeah, I didn't shave it off yet. I will by Monday.
Oh, I like it.
Well, you get a little today, you get a little tomorrow. Monday, it'll be fresh. Now, what's new? So here's what's new. I was downloading a new app, and you know when you have to buy it and prove that it's you with your Face ID?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I smile. Do you have to smile at the Face ID app to get it to approve you?
No, but if you're yawning, it usually doesn't work.
Well, I've been smiling big, and apparently it doesn't work when you smile big either.
Are you smiling? You don't need to.
I thought you're supposed... Well, every time I take a picture, even my passport or my driver's license, I smile big. I feel like that's giving.
It's your essence. It's who you are.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like... I'm a smiler. Like, yeah. I smile. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. I like to smile. When I smile, I feel good. And maybe you feel good when I smile, too. Watch.
Oh, my God. It's like a warm hug.
But exactly. But I gave that warm hug and wet blanket to my Apple ID, and it rejected me.
Mm. What app were you downloading?
That astrology app. What's it called? CoStar? Yeah, because I'm reading my Capricorn thing. Every day, the do's and the don'ts.
Because
I needed something to believe in. Didn't I tell you this?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. I know you've been preaching, the two of you have been preaching astrology to me for, I don't know, 12 or 13 years.
Yeah, it's great.
I didn't have uninterest in it.
Now you just have newfound interest in it.
Well, I told you, you know, sometimes in life you need something positive. There's so much negativity out there and toxicity out there. Mm-hmm. And I find that... And you didn't present it that way, Tanya, when you sold me on it. I find that astrology is a very positive belief system.
Who are you?
Literally.
That's what my Apple ID says. Who am I? They don't know who I am on Apple either, my app store. Who are you? Why are you buying? Maybe it's because I'm buying that app and they're like, shocked. we don't know you anymore.
Right.
These aren't like, the kinds of apps you buy.
Yeah, they're like decades. Your co-hosts have been trying to get you into astrology, and now you're into it.
Who stole your phone? Because this is not you trying to buy this app,
exactly.
Apple says. Well, anyway, how are you?
My phone knows who I am.
I'm just happy you're on board now. This is very exciting.
It's remarkable. What a great thing. I wish I would have listened to you. I say this often. I wish I would have listened to you then.
Can we get that? Can I get that? I need to get that on recording.
What would you like that? Yeah. On your phone?
On my phone.
Would you like to be a ringtone?
It's like when somebody says you were right. You know, it's like that feeling.
Yeah, but that means you want to win. You know?
No, not really. Attitude. I don't want to win.
But to have somebody say you're right means somebody was wrong, which is a game of zero sum, which is not the spirit in which I bring this today.
Guru. So.
I look forward to getting here to tell you all these
things. Yeah, I know.
We got to go. What is today? It is Thursday. It's Ryan's Roses. That's coming up here.
One quick question before we move on. As a Capricorn, now that you've dove in, what is your best match astrologically?
I don't know that.
Oh, geez.
Well, how do I know that? It doesn't tell me that.
Right, because you're just kind of getting your daily horoscope.
Oh, you're not like doing other research?
I'm getting like do this, don't do that today.
Okay.
I don't go. But you feel free to enlighten me at any point in this next 4 hours.
Okay.
We got free back to school cash in 1 minute. Let's go.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
It's FM.
Hello, hello, baby. You called. I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club. You say, say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kind of busy.
you have reached is not in service at this time. Please check the number or try your call again.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
On air with Ryan Seacrest. This is how mornings should sound.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
Back to school cash every hour. $500 right now, thanks to Ford. Caller 102 at 800-520-1027. Alhambra, Azusa, Baldwin Park, Burbank, Compton, Downey, Duarte, Eastside Union, Lancaster, Glendora, La Cañada, Newhall, Norwalk, La Mirada, Placentia, Redlands, Sulphur Springs, Tustin, West Covina, all back today. This is a big week for back to school.
Welcome back.
Let's get your cash here to buy some clothes.
102.7 Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Lost its faith, our colors will fade eventually. So if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love. I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. I want you laying me down till we're dead and buried. Of your knife, staying drunk on your ride. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so out of the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground, from your sanctuary. Shatter me with your touch, will Lord return me to dust. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found hopeless heart.
Life, how do you breathe and take my breath
were dead and buried on the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your vine. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so out of the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground, sanctuary. Shatter me with your touch, oh God, return me to dust. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found.
Freeway update. Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
So we have a fairly serious situation along the 101 northbound side at Silver Lake Boulevard. That crash has been taking up a couple of those left lanes for some time. You know, it was a hit and run crash, actually. The two left lanes are jammed. This was already kind of a slow ride from something from earlier this morning, and then we had construction as well. I feel like your best bet, you can still take Sunset Boulevard. You'll be a little bit slower than what you want to be just because of the signals, but it looks to me like things are really tied up for that 101 coming out of the East LA area up in towards downtown. 210 West at Fruit Street, we have a wreck that's in lanes as well. That's already kind of one of those stop-and-go spots. The 605 South, right at the 405, we're talking about coming out of LA County in towards Orange County. So it's just a stalled motorcyclist, and I think he's only partially sticking out in the lanes. Not a big deal. 10 westbound side at Monte Vista Street, we have this crash where one car can't clear on its own, and then now we got that fluid leak. This report is sponsored by Wild Rivers in Irvine. Summer isn't over, but the hottest deals at Wild Rivers Water Park won't last long. Take advantage of cool savings at wildrivers.com. Before they're gone, get discounted tickets at wildrivers.com. Wild Rivers, where there's sun and fun for everyone. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 KISS FM.
Thank you, Ginger. A high of 94 in Riverside. West Covina, a high of 92. And right now, it is 68 in Hollywood.
On air with Ryan Seacrest. Every single morning.
On LA's number one hit music station.
102.7 KISS FM.
I'm freezing outside. I feel my skin tight. My coat is inside. But I look up at you. I try to paint bright. But when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you.
102.7 Kiss FM. All right, we've got Ronnie out with free gas this morning. He is in Granada Hills after 7 o'clock. Then I'll jump into Ryan's Roses. The story on Ryan's Roses on this Thursday: clouds this morning, sun later, and hot, 80s, upper 90s inland. It's just, it's warm. It's very warm. But check this out, Sisney and Tani. A strange charge on one of their bills led her to believe her husband has been cheating for quite some time now. Mm. What was it? And what does it
charge?
Mean? That's what we're going to do, 740.
Yeah.
Explain it all. It's not like you're going anywhere.
Relax. I know. We do this. Why are you surprised?
Why are you? We've been here for how long?
I want to know the mysterious charge. What was it?
Well, read the thing that's coming up later. You have access to it. We don't like hold back the show prep.
I know, but I like to like play the role of the listener. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to like look ahead because our listeners can't look ahead at the prep, you know?
Let me scroll. It is. she doesn't tell me. I have to ask her.
Okay. Wow.
It's not in the email. I don't know either.
Okay, so now we all have to wait.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Okay, that's at 7:40. It's not that far off. If you smell this, it'll make time go by faster. I'll tell you what that is in a few minutes, too.
Perfect.
It's like a lot to keep up with this thing. Sisney, what happened? The kids caught a lizard?
Oh, my gosh. I get home yesterday, and they're like, Mom, look what we caught. And the little tiny lizard, which they named Larry, is in this tiny jar, and they want to keep Larry. And I was like, we cannot keep Larry. This is a wild lizard. And honestly, I did look it up. I asked chat, like, can you keep a lizard this as a pet? And no, it needs to eat like bugs and insects and like all the things.
But you could feed it that.
No, we're not doing it. So I told them that they have to release Larry back into the wild, which they did. And it was a special learning moment, I thought.
It's a great teaching moment.
Yeah, thank you.
Because, first of all, I love their animal kingdom heart.
Yeah.
Right? The wild animal heart there. They want to foster.
Right. Exactly. Right?
Wild animal, because they are big hearted animal lovers. Uh-huh. But at the same time, you know, you can't, it's like when you go into the ocean, you can't be upset that little things are underwater. You're in their house.
Yeah. That's true.
You can't be upset that the bear comes in your pool. You built a home on their house.
Mm-hmm.
So lizard needs to go back home. I mean, they need to be in their environment, because if you really break it, it's such a fun conversation.
I know.
If you think of all of the moving parts of the ecosystem, right? Like the lizard eats the bug. The bug does this. Then, I mean, every animal does something for the whole kingdom of wildlife that you can't intercept a part of it. It would break down the whole system. Think of the ripple effect, kids.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly.
Make a change the whole cycle, and that would be terrible.
So it was. It was like a beautiful moment. And so he got the jar. Actually, I have audio if you want to listen.
Bye, Larry.
There he goes.
Now he's happy. Leave him alone.
Heartbroken, those kids of yours. They're heartbroken. Sisney can't wait to get it done fast enough.
Put the lizard
come on,
back.
Let Larry go. It's not Larry anyway. Go. Universal Studios tickets are next for you to win.
102.7 Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip, 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 dip. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get 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 dip. Boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom. That boom. That bass on below. I got that rock and roll, that future flow, that digital spit, next level visual. I got that boom boom boom. How to beat bang.
I like that boom boom pow. Them chickens jacking my style. They try to copy my swagger. I'm on that next now. I'm sold 3008. You sold 2000 and late. I got that boom boom boom. That future boom boom boom. Let me get it now.
Boom boom boom. Gotta get that.
I'm on that supersonic boom. Y'all hear that spaceship zoom. When I step inside the room, them girls go eight. Y'all stuck on super eight. That lo-fi stupid 8-bit. I'm on that HD flat. This beat go boom boom bap. I'm a beast when you turn me on. Into the future, Cybertron. Harder, faster, better, stronger. Sexy ladies, extra longer. Cause
We got to beat that bounce. We got to beat that pound. We got to beat that 808, that boom boom in your town.
People in the place, if you wanna get down, put your hands in the air. Will I am, drop the beat now.
I'll be rocking them beats. Yup, yup.
Way
update. Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
I mean, there are some areas where the drive is starting to improve, okay? So we like that. We want that improvement, especially Orange County, where I'm noticing the conditions are actually not that bad. I mean, this one little thing on the 405 South at about Seal Beach Boulevard, but even then, they're waiting for one unit to get to the scene to help clear it. And I don't think that's that big of a deal. The crash on the 5 South at Oso Parkway already cleared to the right shoulder. A little bit of slowing here. 215 northbound side at University Avenue. So it's a whole bunch of debris that's now kicking in and out of the carpool lane. Because of that, they need some units to get to the scene to help clear it and get all that junk out of here. 10 westbound side at Santa Fe. That's tends to be a crowded spot. The, let's see, is it a stall or a crash? Oh, it's a crash. It's mostly out of the way, but it's not completely off the freeway yet. This report is sponsored by Audible. When you start listening to books on Audible, traffic might seem like less of an annoyance and more of an opportunity for another chapter. Audible, stories that speak to you. New members can start learning and listening with a 30-day free trial at audible.com. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 KISS FM.
Thank you, Ginger. It's going to be a little warm today in Sherman Oaks. A high of 90. Inglewood, a high of 82. And right now it is 68 in Hollywood.
Thank you, Sissany. And caller 102, it's a four-pack to Universal Studios Hollywood, 800-520-1027. Fast and Furious, get out there and experience it. Fast and Furious Hollywood Drift coming soon. More info, bonus chances to win. iHeartRadio under the KISS FM contest tab. Just might 102.7. It's KISS FM. All right, let me go to Ruby in the back room. This is interesting. It is a DoorDash dilemma that maybe you have experienced. There was a misidentified person that came with your food, correct?
Yes. So I don't know if this has happened to anyone here, but basically, yeah, I ordered my food and then I go to my door and I'm like expecting it to be a guy and then it was a woman delivering the food. Looks nothing like the photo of the delivery driver in the app. So I'm like, does it matter if it's the actual person? Do you say
I
something?
I would need to ask some questions to the deliverer. Like, is this you?
Right.
And how'd you get my food?
Right.
Like, what could be the scenario or what was the scenario?
I mean, I didn't ask. I'm like, hey, I got my food. My food's in good condition. It's
but
all
did
sealed.
Did you get your food or did you get someone else's food?
No, I got
or
my food.
Was
I
your
got
food
my
food intercepted.
And was it sealed? Was the bag sealed?
It was sealed. Yeah.
Maybe this guy who was delivering your food is now somewhere in a basement and you took this food from this woman and it could be.
I don't think
it's that. It's a real psycho thriller.
I don't think it's that, but it made me realize this has happened to me a few times when I've ordered food and I never say anything, but I'm like, should I say something?
It could just be like a couple and they're together in the car and it's like the wife and husband and she's running it in.
I think the DoorDash policies, you got to match the look of the photo. You got to be that person.
Why
when you
does
bring
it matter?
Your food.
I don't even see the person. They leave it at my doorstep.
But he's the DoorDasher and he's just having his wife come along. Like she's not employed.
We don't even know that she's married to him. It was her.
By the way, I've seen this on the time.
What
people
are you
have their
about?
Kids. Like it's like a whole family thing.
Yeah.
You don't even see the person's listening?
No, I do. I do leave at my door. Yeah, no contact. Leave at my door.
Oh, wow. I like to meet the person handling my food.
I am hangry and I don't need to chit chat. Just leave the food.
By the way, I send text message notes that are like really exciting and nice and grateful so that they take good care of the food on the way.
By the way, this kind of happened to me the other day because we had a robot that was supposed to deliver and then it got stuck.
I don't understand that creature.
I don't either.
That thing with the pretty eyes?
Yeah. Coco, yeah.
And it never made it to my house. And it just got stuck a few streets over. And we're like, it's not moving. Like, what is happening?
That is what you get for ordering through a robot.
You don't get to decide.
But eventually, yeah, you don't get to decide.
Yeah, they just put it in Coco and send it.
And then eventually, a human came and dropped it off. So I think they have like a backup plan. If these robots get stuck, then a human has to go and pick it up and bring it to you.
The thing is, I want to take that robot in like it's a pet. I'm worried that it's crossing the street and it needs some care.
I have seen them struggling to get up. Like it was crossing a crosswalk and the tire or the wheel got stuck on like the where it goes up.
Yeah, yeah. And you
couldn't
help
it up. And I was like, somebody help it.
Do you want to, next time you go to your therapist, Tanya, want to ask them how it's possible to have more feelings for a robot than some humans?
That feels deep.
I know, but would you just run that by them?
Yeah, sure, I will.
As an aside on the way out the door, hey, a bonus question. you're laughing, but not. Today's, what, next? Oh, yes, a quote coming up next. And this is so fascinating. How's your olfactory?
Huh? What factory?
Your sense of smell.
Oh, really good. I am an incredible smeller.
I have good smell as well. Certain odors affect your perception of time. I'm way into this. Hold on.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 Kiss FM.
Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. Bada bang bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. Bada bang bang.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on.
Baby, I don't need dollar bills to have
just you
baby,
and me. To the floor and make me see your energy, because me not play no hide and seek. What is the thing you ever make me feel weak, girl? Free! Cause anytime I whine and catch it, the selector pull it up and put it for repeat, girl. Me not touch a dollar in my pocket, cause nothing in this world ain't more than what you worth.
I don't need no money.
You worth more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as I can feel the beat,
make the beat just take control.
As long as I keep dancing.
Free up yourself, get out of control.
Baby,
hold on, we're going home. funny. I really like him.
On 102.7 KISS FM.
Grips on your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away, OT, OT. There's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray, I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like your style.
Strength and guidance. All that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Falling in love.
It's Kiss FM. I have a quote of the day, but I became obsessed with how things can make time change that you smell. Odors affect your perception of time. I sniff fish. I sniff chicken. I love to use olfactory to figure out if something's fresh or if it smells great. I use the drip drops of lavender and eucalyptus on my temples sometimes at night. It smells so good.
Nobody calls it olfactory, by the way.
Mark?
I mean, it's technically correct. I'm not sure a lot of people say olfactory.
Yeah.
Olfactory. It is correct. That is your sense of smell.
Never
olfactory.
Heard that. Never.
You've never heard the olfactory?
No.
Never either.
Is that a Georgia
tonight
thing?
You have it. It's not a Georgia thing. It's a human thing.
The olfactory.
The olfactory. Yeah. Part of the hey, y'all want to come down to the olfactory and smell some barbecue?
There it is.
What y'all doing tonight? We're going over to the olfactory, and then we're going over to Skedios.
That is not SoCal. It's sorry. Not.
It's part of your nose. Okay, it's not a place. It's in your body. I don't know how to handle sometimes, y'all. You. Okay, listen. Certain smells affect your perception of time. Smells that make time go by faster. So if you want time getting into work to go faster, baby powder, fresh laundry, and vanilla.
I love all those smells.
And if you want time to slow down, freshly baked cookies, coffee, and barbecue. I love all those smells.
They smell great.
And they do make you want to just sit in it and simmer in it. I just thought that was extremely fascinating.
Your shirt is far open today, let me just tell you.
You distracted, Tanya?
Yes, I couldn't pay attention to the last 2 minutes of the show.
I thought my microphone was covering it. Today's quote. Every time you take something personal,